Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's not some vast, great mystery that we need to figure out how to get God to move. When I say that, how to get God to manifest His power. Oh God, we want You to manifest His power. I know one reason I know what I'm telling you is because He had to correct me on this. Back 35 years ago, as we were just beginning to get into the ministry, I knew God was dealing with me. I got enough word in me to realize that God was, He was trying to communicate something to me. The difficulty was not His, but in me understanding and getting it. And Phyllis and I had just married, and I had one of the better jobs in our little country community. And I had a hyped up hot rod and a good pickup truck and a good dog that caught my frisbee for a country boy. Pretty wife, good job. Yeah. And yet, as I fed on the Word, I began to become increasingly discontent. Thank God. Amen. Elsewise, I'd still be there with my pickup. And we would know each other. I became increasingly, I got to the point where I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to, and yet I didn't want to do nothing. I'm thinking, I got a good job. What's wrong with you? And you got all this. And yet what was going on is the Lord had a plan for our life, and I need to begin to get it. And I didn't have a clue. It was the furthest thing from my mind to be a preacher. That had not even entered in. No. And yet, as I fed on the Word, I'd been born again as a boy, but my spirit had not been fed on real faith food. You know, not everything that people preach will feed your spirit. Amen. The Bible said, nourished up in the words of faith. Now that doesn't mean that every message is about faith, but it comes from faith and in faith and it ministers faith. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. You can hear preaching for 40 years and never grow at all.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right. Depends on what you hear. Amen. What you hear. Right. So just going to church, just hearing preaching is not the be all end all, mm-hmm. not the fix all. Amen. Well, I begin to get dissatisfied. And so I began to seek the Lord. Thank God He helped me to do the right thing. What do you do when you're dissatisfied and something's not right? Pray more. Seek Him more. Spend more time with Him. Come on, y'all listening. Fast. Pray. Seek Him. Find out what's going on. And so there'd be times, midnight, 1 o'clock, I'd be out in the woods. We're out in the country. A lot of woods, undeveloped land. And I'd be out there in the middle of the country, looking up in the night sky going, God, what? What is it? What do You want? Do You want me to do something? Yeah, He did. I had no idea what He wanted me to do. I mean, it makes me want to cry right now.
Thank You, Lord.
Whew. Glory to God. How many believe His plan's always so much better than anything you could have imagined? And if you'll just follow Him, He'll unveil it to you at the right place and right time and just keep increasing it more and more.
Thank You, Lord.
And I must have asked Him that 500 times. God, what do You want? Speak to me. Speak to me. Tell me what You want. Tell what? What is it? Show me what you want to do. And without realizing it, I'm wanting him to write it in the sky. I'm wanting to hear an audible voice. Yeah. I know why you're laughing, because you've been there. And this went on for months. Finally, one evening, late at night again, out of bed, couldn't sleep. And I'm in our 1969 Marriott mobile home with the red shag carpet and the genuine imitation black leather sofa I'm kneeling on. That's another word for plastic. And I'm kneeling on this red shag carpet and this little plastic couch. And for the nth time going, God, speak to me. Talk to me. What is it? And he did speak to me. It wasn't an audible voice, but it was very distinct down inside me. Thank God I finally got quiet enough inside that he could communicate to me. How many know we live in a noisy world? Noisy. And there's so many voices and they all are saying something. And the Bible said, be still and know that I am God. And you know, the prophet found this out. There was a strong, mighty wind. It said God wasn't in that. There was an earthquake. God wasn't in that. But then there was a still, small voice. And that was the Lord. And this is what he said to me. Now, this was my big answer. Prepare yourself. Brace yourself. But it really was. It was the thing that caused me to stop floundering and get focused and take the steps that were necessary to come into the next part. He said, Keith, son, I've said many things to you in my word. Find out what I've already said to you. And if I want to say something else to you, I will. And so I got up, I sat down on the couch, and reached over on the table and got my Bible that I had been ignoring. And I realized, God is speaking through every one of these pages. Is that right? You want God to speak to you? Open your Bible and start reading. He's talking. And the reason I go into all that is because this is how it works with the power of God. People are doing that. Please, God, manifest your power. Please, God. He's already said something about this. And if you ignore him and keep begging, you won't get results. What did he say? I'll tell you what. Hold your place in Acts. Go to John 14. And let me remind you specifically of what he has said about the manifestation of his power and spirit. John 14. Are you there? John 14, he's talking about in verse 16, the Holy Spirit. The Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. And down in verse 21, he said this, He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will what? Manifest. And will what? Manifest myself to him. What does that mean? I will manifest myself to him. This is the same thing we've been talking about. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. This is not information. This is not enlightening just your intellect. This is God revealing and making himself known and manifesting his presence and power to you. He didn't say, beg me. What did he say? This is too simple for most people. What did he say? Let me give you the Keith Moore paraphrase. Do what I say. Do what I tell you to do. And I'll manifest myself to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, friend, this is shouting ground. I said, this is shouting ground. You can quit begging.
Amen.
I didn't say quit praying.
That's right.
I said, quit begging. And quit going through all the gyrations that people go through, trying to get God to move, trying to get God to move. Mm-hmm. It is just this simple. Do what He told you to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And when you do what He told you to do, mm-hmm. He said, mm-hmm. I'm going to manifest myself to you. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you do what He told you to do,
uh-huh.
about your finances.
That's right.
See, some folks, He told them to tithe. And they won't. And yet they've been begging Him for a financial miracle for years and years, decades. But they won't do what He told them to do.
Well,
it's quiet in here now. But if you do what He told you, that's just one of the things He told us to do. But if you do what He told you to do, did He tell you He would manifest? If you do what He told you to do about your finances, do you suppose He would manifest Himself to you in your finances?
Yes.
If you do what He tells you to do about your healing, will He manifest Himself to you?
Yes.
In your body,
yes.
In your physical realm.
Yes.
But you got to do what He told you to do. It can be simple as can be. I know back in the beginning days of my ministry, I was preaching a lot. Sometimes 20, 25 times a week. I'm young. I'm strong. I'm going after it. But I got to a place where my voice was cracking and I'd lose it often. Not only am I yelling and preaching, but I'm praying loud. And I'm just pushing my voice just crazy. And of course, you know, not acknowledging it. And you know, one of the things the Lord told me to do? If you're not getting results, it's time to seek Him earnestly in order to hear from Him.
That's right.
Because if you'll do what He told you to do, what comes next? Manifestation of power.
Yeah.
In your situation.
Yeah.
You know what He told me to do? I like to sleep without a t-shirt on, with the ceiling fan on. I have been a little hot-natured in the past, and that's how I liked to sleep. And that's one of the first things the Lord told me. Put on a t-shirt and turn the fan off. Would you believe the Lord would tell you something like that? He told me that. And you know what? I didn't want to do it. Because that's how I always sleep, and that's how I like to sleep. And I'm not proud of it, but I didn't change it the next day. And I kept having problems. Finally, thank the Lord, I said, you know, I need to do what the Lord told me to do. I turned off the fan, I put on a t-shirt, and immediately my voice got better. Isn't that something? Something as simple as that. Immediately.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.